got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, that just never gets old. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, powering the generator that connects the wires of homeownership to good folks just like you. Just to let you know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501(c) corporation, not for profit, of course, assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of homeownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can dial it the easy way, 855-487-3224. Be sure and visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number for housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors tell me that this is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call REACH at 855-48-REACH and let the REACH staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have all the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. And we're not kidding around when we say that. That's what we do. We help people get into homes. That's what we do. Coming up on today's show, Delray Beach Commissioner Al Jacquet will help share some dreams about the Black History Month, and of course that we're celebrating all through February here at Reach Radio. And Reach Radio has a special offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. You're going to love this offer. And then after the news, T.J. Jackson joins us with the latest information about his charitable work with local teens. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. All right, coming up now is South Florida's news headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's full-time voice of wisdom, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Here's a few of the stories we're following for you. Home sales kicked off strong this year in South Florida, as both volume and prices were up somewhat in January, this according to Florida Realtors. Meanwhile, nasty weather in most of the rest of the country has had a negative effect on the market. Two Palm Beach County men who ran a Delray Beach loan modification business were sentenced on Thursday to 7 years in federal prison for defrauding thousands of homeowners nationwide. Then they used their money for lavish vacations in Dubai and in the south of France. National studies have shown that those without stable homes are sick more often, they have more undiagnosed illnesses, and they're more likely to wind up seeking expensive care in emergency rooms. Well, healthcare companies, that's right, healthcare companies are coming to the rescue. They're financing the building of affordable homes around the country. And objections from county clerk and controller Sharon Bach on Monday scrapped the county commission's plan to spend up to $5,000 of taxpayer money for 20 tickets to the March 8th Mayor's Ball Gala. That's intended to raise money for the homeless. The county mayor, Priscilla Taylor, in November pushed for holding a glitzy dinner and dance extravaganza as a way to raise money for the county's new homeless resource center in West Palm Beach. And I'll have more on those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Well, thanks, Steve. We appreciate the living daylights out of that. Always look forward to the news. When we return, our first guest shares his thoughts about the impact of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and if the dream is still alive. So stay with us. We have successfully merged 3-hour show into 2 30-minute segments. Feels a little unstable, doesn't it?
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to tell you about an all-new Reach membership program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. You know, they say membership has its advantages, and they are right. Now, Reach has a special membership program that will help save home buyers time and money during the buying process. There are 10 homeowner classes included in your annual membership program. They average between $25 and $35 per course. And this curriculum educates homeowners and homebuyers on the basics of purchasing and owning and maintaining a home. There's courses like foreclosure modification counseling, post-modification counseling, a six-hour first-time homebuyers workshop, 2 hours of one-on-one counseling, an hour of back-to-work education, and an hour of maintaining your property and helping you understand the landlord laws. But that's what you get for signing up for this program. There's a post-purchase and home repair training, mortgage products training, everything that you need to know to get into home ownership. Plus, you get a two free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's a $136 saving just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. So call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach Membership Education Program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. These HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for our home ownership programs. The information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? You can take these classes until you feel confident that you understand all the information you need to get into your dream home. That means you can take them 100 times if you want to. So to enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay. Joining us on the phone today is Boynton Beach Commissioner Al Jacquet. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Al. He's resided in Delray Beach since 1990, subsequently was elected to the Delray Beach City Commission on March 2012. Graduated from Atlantic High right here in the city and was in the band program and participated in three different varsity sports program. Commissioner Jacquet, welcome to the Reach Radio Show and thank you for spending your time with us today.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for having me on the radio. I appreciate it. And again, I know you slipped and said Boynton Beach in the beginning. We love our neighbors in Boynton Beach, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But we're quite different from them in Boca. Delray is two-time All-American city, most fun small town in America, and I'm proud to have the opportunity to serve.
Well, that's a great thing, and especially you're like what they call the hometown guy, right?
That's me, man. 25 years here. Went to elementary school here, graduated from high school here. Everything I've done has been in this community. My parents immigrated here in the mid-80s, and the city has given us everything we have, and I have an opportunity to give back. It's just a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, we're celebrating Black History Month here on Reach Radio, and we've been doing so for all of February. February and October are the 2 months that we celebrate that. And we were just wondering what your take was on Black history and how it's affected you and your personal life.
Well, you know, Black history is really all year round, and just like any group of people's history. But for me, Black history in the United States is very significant. When you see certain people of African descent making certain strides, it's really motivating, but most importantly for the future, for the kids that are growing up. One of the things that I noticed, for example, in 2008 when President Barack Obama won his election, it was a historical moment, but what happened across America was that a lot of young Black youth were really inspired, whether it was to go to school, to work harder, to try and achieve certain things that perhaps they thought they were barred from before. Same thing happened even with Hillary Clinton's run for president. A lot of women felt like, you know, that where was it that they can break that glass ceiling? So it's just a matter of seeing positive role models in our community to help remind us that, yeah, it's okay, and then we must know where we're from, but that's only to help us gauge where we're going.
That's very, very smart, very good, too. And you're right. It is an all-year thing, and it shouldn't be just a couple of months. I mean, we're all living here on the planet, and, you know, we should act like adults. Sometimes
correct.
They don't.
Correct. You know, we definitely should. And it's very important for people to know their history, very important. For example, in Delray Beach, when we talk about the history of Delray Beach and we talk about S.D. Spady and C.S. Pompey and people like Miss Farrington, in the city, people like Zach Strong. These people are really pioneers who have fought Rosetta Lowe. And in the Haitian American community, you have Leslie Shock and Father Roland and Dr. Cadet and Daniela Henry. These people were not around in the civil rights era necessarily in the 60s, but what they did is in the 80s, when there were a lot of racial tension here in Delray, they came to the table. And they brought both sides of town together and said, how can we move through? We're here. We're not going anywhere. So how is it that we can work together? And I take a lot of lead from those people who came before me on how to deal with racial bias and racial tension. It's not a matter of coming in guns blazing, but it's a matter of nudging people along and allowing them to learn more outside of their own
realm, yeah. Well, those are the real role models and the mentors right there, the people that know how to take the educated approach to it and do it the right way. You know, I noticed that you speak four different languages. You served as an interpreter?
I did. I served as an interpreter in immigration court after I graduated undergrad. And it's always a funny story because I tell people, I went to DePauw University where I studied economics and studied Spanish and went to London for a year and studied. And when I got back, the job that I got that was paying my bills was a job just sitting in court speaking Creole in English.
Wow.
Basically something my parents had given me for free all my life. And that was what was putting bread on my table. I've been fortunate enough to have lived in different places and have picked up different languages and studied them in school. And I think it makes me more well-rounded and gives me the ability to serve my community really much better than others.
Right. I think that would give you an advantage to at least understanding situations a lot easier than most would. You don't have the interpretation process or what you may miss in the change
and of course, when you think about Dr. King's speech when he says he had a dream that, you know, little white girls and little Black girls would be walking together hand in hand, that's really what it's about. And when you can understand people from different walks of life, that's when that dream can become a reality. Because the ignorance comes from lack of understanding. And you haven't been in their environment, you haven't walked in their shoes, you haven't taken the time to sit down around the table with that person, so there's a good chance you won't understand them.
Absolutely. You know, my good friend Will Rogers, I don't know if you have read about him in history, but he defined it kind of neat. He said that ignorance isn't what you don't know. Ignorance is what you do know that ain't so.
I thought, wow. I like that.
What you think
you know. They always say that, what is it? It's It's what, I forgot how they say it, but what you don't know, what you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. And it's taken leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King and other people that have led us through the civil rights movement to show us that. And, you know, we're just people. I don't know why the other people can't figure that out, you know.
Correct. And, you know, what's most important to me and one of the responsibilities I've taken on is working with our youth in the community. I know you've got a great guest coming on your show after me, Coach T.J. Jackson.
Yes.
This is a gentleman who's really a role model in the community. When you're talking about civil rights, people tend to think in the 60s or before, but we have to try and think, gauge it from today. Who are the people in the community today who are carrying on that torch? TJ has influenced so many young people in this community, and that's what it's about, Black History Month. When you give these kids an opportunity to dream and you give them hope, you change the trajectory of their lives. Then, you know, Ben Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you can get these kids now when they're young and mentor them and let them see how intelligent they are, how the whole world is out there for them, they can achieve whatever it is, then you really are doing the work of Dr. King and the others who came before us, because now you're doing it from a preventive point of view.
Exactly. We're just being people. Well, listen, we have to take a break here. You can hang around for the break, can't you? It's just about another minute and a half, and then we'll be right back. But I would like to tell people how to take a look at you, and that's at your Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Al4Del Rey. When we return, Councilman Al Jacquette shares his insight on the future of Delray Beach as we complete Reach Radio's tribute to Black History Month. So don't collapse that app or change that dial. We're headed directly towards a total system reboot. Here it comes.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Alzine Heffy, celebrating Black History Month with our special guest from Delray Beach. He's the Commissioner, Al Jacquette. Al, thanks for hanging out through the break there. We appreciate that.
Thank you. I was enjoying the music, too.
Hey, that's our favorite song here around Reach Radio.
I love it. You know, one of the things I fought for and Delray and continue to fight for is affordable housing. And I know Reach's mission is to make sure everyone is in a home, not necessarily the house, but in a home.
That's right.
It's one of the big things in Delray. We want to make sure as we continue to develop that we don't forget the people who need homes and affordable places to live. And so it's one of the things that we've done. We've had our CRA in the city. We purchased foreclosed properties and revamped them and sell them at, you know, very low prices to families who are in need, who qualify. I strongly believe in the mission of REACH. So I'm really extra proud to be on the radio show today.
Well, we're glad to have you, and thanks for taking your time. You know, what I'd like to ask you is, as far as Delray is concerned, what do you see Delray in the next 3 to 4 years? I know the housing market's starting to pick up a little better. You said that you support the affordable housing and all that. What do you see changing in Delray Beach?
Well, across the entire city in the next 3 to 4 years, what we're going to see is a move toward more pedestrian-friendly and bike-friendly downtown. We're trying to move away from the car and traffic congestions and parking issues. which is a good problem to have. That means your downtown is thriving. But as far as certain communities like the Northwest, Southwest neighborhoods and out west, the development has already started. We've got a Fairfield Inn hotel being built in the western community. We've got a office mixed-use project that is in the pipeline. We've got a brand-new IPIC movie theater coming in on the east side. So these are things that are going to be able to create a lot of jobs. So as the housing market begin to pick up and construction begins to take place, jobs are going to start being created here in Delray. And we know that's the number one concern of some of our residents, especially in the geographical areas of Northwest, Southwest areas. So in the next 3 to 4 years, you're going to continue to see the smart development that we're doing. There's a $250 million project that we just approved right near the Intracoastal by Veterans Park. If you're headed towards the beach on Atlantic Avenue, right by the bridge, it's going to be a 9-acre development, 1,000 construction jobs, 600 permanent jobs, and over $2.5 million of taxes coming into the city every year. So you're going to see quite a bit. Delray has been on the map, and we're going to continue to be here for quite some time.
All right. Now let me ask you this. What would you leave alone?
What I would leave alone is right now our downtown.
Right.
I think our downtown has been developed very well. We've got a very good mixed-use component, and every smart planner and developer will tell you, when you build with a mixed-use idea, you tend to thrive better. Where you have residential upstairs, you've got retail and businesses downstairs, offices somewhere within the mix. People live there, they enjoy there, they shop there. It really keeps us thriving. During the downturn in the economy, our downtown saw record profits. Our restaurants and bars saw record profits because the people will not go out to eat, but they will stay home to eat. And if they live downtown, then they will always
eat
downtown.
Makes a lot
so
of sense.
I'm not going to touch downtown because they want to put parking meters there to disencourage people to go downtown and shop. I think that's what it's going to do. I don't want meters downtown. I just want it to stay how it is. We've built it well, and we need to let it ride.
Yeah, we're all clapping here in the studios. We're for the no meters downtown. Do you still have the Jazz on the Ave down there? You do that still?
Well, we still have that. It comes around the summertime, and I hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been there before. We love it. That's what the best thing about Delray. But
we love it. And we think that the festivals and the nice little events that we have is really what helped land us on the map and make us most fun small town. And we're proud of them. But we think it's a delicate balance. We don't want too many festivals, but we don't want to do away with them because it's really part of our fabric here in Delray.
Exactly. Well, just again, to tell folks how to take a look at you, that's facebook.com/Al4Delray. And I'm going to give your phone number out. Let's see if that works. Maybe that'll shake them up. 561-414-5677. Al, we appreciate you coming on the show there, and I'm sorry about that Boynton Beach crack there. But
No. Boynton Beach and us, we have this friendly competition. We're always jabbing at each other. They say they don't want to be Delray, and we tell them you wish you were. So every opportunity I get, I take a jab at my friends up there. So it was a pleasure being on your show. Thank you for the great work that you do, and I look forward to being on your show again.
Great. We look forward to having you back. Thanks for joining us. All right, right now we got Rick Snyder, our slick show producer here, with some information about the golf tournament up in...
Well, we have free tickets.
Ooh, even better.
Second year in a row, free tournament tickets are available. The PGA is giving a great big salute to the South Florida military in Palm Beach Gardens this week, offering free tournament tickets with the Birdies for the Brave program. Active duty service members, reservists, retirees, registered dependents, and non-retired vets can get free tickets to the four-day PGA tournament, which will tee off starting this Thursday at PGA National Resort and Spa. This is going to be a great deal. A great additional perk here is free entry to the Patriots Outpost. This is an 8,200 square foot hospitality pavilion overlooking all the action on the par 3 17th hole. A great giveaway. This is the second year in a row. Friends and family without a dependent card get in for half price as well. Ticket holders can buy up to 4 tickets a day at $20 a piece. Now to get these tickets, go to sunsentinel.com. Honda.com/Honda to register. There is a $1 verification fee. You've got to get your military service verified. SunSentinel.com/Honda, or you can call 888-238-9835. One more time?
Yeah, give me that number again.
888-238-9835. This is the Birdies for the Brave program at the PGA Tournament this week. A great event and a great giveaway.
Sweet. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. I'm going to be heading out to that. I'm going to call him right now, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to let Steve, our crack news producer, give us the rest of the headlines there. Steve, what do you got?
Thank you, sir. Housing sales kicked off strong this year in South Florida as both volume and prices were up in January. This, according to Florida Realtors. Single-family homes grew 3% to reach 2,907 in the Tri-County area compared to January of 13. The median sales price was $248,000. That's a 15.6% increase. In the South Florida condo market, closed deals grew 4.2% to 3,320. The median price jumped 21% to reach $139,000. Two Palm Beach County men who ran a Delray Beach loan modification business were sentenced on Thursday to 7 years in federal prison for defrauding thousands of homeowners nationwide. Christopher Godfrey of Delray Beach and Dennis Fisher of Highland Beach bilked $4 million from struggling homeowners in a loan modification business that they called HOPE, or Homeowners Protection Economics, according to the Office of the Special Investigator. When Florida lawmakers made it illegal for non-lawyers to charge upfront fees for loan modification, Godfrey and Fisher went into business with another man who said that he developed a proprietary software program to complete loan modification applications. Godfrey said the telemarketers are the ones who made the false claims, not him. The men who Godfrey said were in charge of the telemarketers, Vernell Burris of Boynton and Brian Kelly of Boca, pleaded guilty in the case. They're going to be sentenced on February 25th. Taxpayers should not have to pay for Palm Beach County commissioners or other top officials to go to a black tie $250 per ticket mayor's ball. This, according to the keeper of the public checkbook. Objections from the county clerk and controller Sharon Bach on Monday scrapped the county commission's plan to spend up to $5,000 of taxpayers' money for about 20 tickets to the March 8th gala. That's intended to raise money for the homeless. Now, County Mayor Priscilla Taylor in November pushed for holding a glitzy dinner, a dinner and dancing extravaganza as a way to raise money for the county's new homeless resource center in West Palm Beach. On February 14th, Taylor's fellow county commissioners approved her request for the county to spend public money for two tables worth of tickets for county officials or for those that they invite to the event, while Sharon Bach supported holding the fundraising event and is even serving on the host committee. She's determined that there just isn't justifiable public purpose for using taxpayer money for party tickets. Said Bach, "Of course this is a worthy cause. I'm going myself. And I bought my own ticket." Federal mortgage banker Freddie Mac issued its monthly housing market outlook on Wednesday. It's not looking great for homebuyers in South Florida, according to the report. Homes in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties are, quote, not affordable for most families under the current housing standards. Traditionally, no more than 28% of a household's gross income should be spent on housing-related expenses. In South Florida, that's about $1,150 for the average family. That's considering the median home price of $255,000. But given a mortgage rate of 4.29%, a down payment of 10%, and taxes and interest that are 2.18% of the home's value, monthly principal, interest, and taxes would be $1,597. A growing body of research says that your health has a lot to do with where you live.
Okay. keep going, Steve.
All right. If you're poor and you're I do like that song, though.
Well, it's newsworthy.
Oh, okay. Your health has a lot to do with where you live. And United Health Group, which is the nation's largest medical insurer, wants to help to remedy that problem. The firm is taking a rather unusual step for an insurance company. They're investing $150 million to build low-income housing in a dozen different states. Now, national studies do show that those without stable homes are sick more often, they have more undiagnosed illnesses, and they're more likely to wind up seeking expensive care in emergency rooms. So health insurers and their foundations are increasingly playing a role in addressing homelessness, often centering around the helping to pay for services in transitioning or supporting homes. The weather in most of the rest of the country is affecting home sales. RE/MAX recently released information regarding the decline of home sales directly connected to the extreme winter weather that's occurred throughout the United States, except here, of course. They delayed closings and outright cancellations led to a 7.1% decrease in home sales when compared to 2013, meaning home prices actually rose to about $173,000, which is 11% higher than the year before. Sleep Out 2014 is a unique opportunity to raise awareness about homelessness and to show support for the most vulnerable and neglected in our community. Sleep Out teams and participants raise funds for life-changing missions of the Lord's Place in West Palm Beach, and they gather together to enjoy music, to hear inspiring stories, and to participate in memorable ceremonies. Now, the event is going to be on Friday, April 11th, at the Meyer Amphitheater in downtown West Palm Beach. You can learn more about this worthwhile cause at thelordsplace/sleepout.org. That's www.thelordsplace/sleepout.org. And a prominent investment banker for J.P. Morgan Chase jumped to his death from the roof of the Cheddar House in downtown Hong Kong. That's the headquarters of Morgan's Asian operations. Witnesses told the South China Morning Post that the banker, Lee Jun-ji, went to the roof 30 stories up and jumped. The really odd thing about this is that Lee is the fifth prominent banker to die from suicide in just the past couple of weeks. And that is the news up to the minute. Back to you, Alan.
What's with all the bankers jumping?
I know,
off
isn't
the
it
building?
Strange? It's like an epidemic.
And the other guys that got 7 years for the mortgage scam, What did they do? Break a mirror or something?
Bad luck for them.
Okay. Well, thank you for the news and the headlines. We appreciate that. I like the music interlude there. That was classy. We like that. Anyway, joining us on the phone today is Traveris Jackson, better known as TJ. He attended Olympic Height High School in Boca Raton, devoting 3 years of hard work to the Lions football team. Yeah, go Lions! Where he earned an athletic scholarship to Virginia Tech University. He graduated with a Bachelor of Residential Property Management degree from Virginia Tech University, then created XPE Sports in Florida. It's a sports training facility in Delray Beach. TJ, welcome to the show, and go Lions!
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Nah, we appreciate it. We know you do a lot of good work out there with the kids, and again, in our continuation and celebrating Black History Month, we'd like to hear a little bit more about the program.
Oh, it basically is a program that consists of just trying to help kids in Palm Beach County and the northern part of Broward County understand the importance of education, where we work with the kids 2 days a week on the ACT, SAT preparatory, working on building up their reading and math levels up there in middle school, 9th and 10th grade in high school, and then rewarding them with the opportunity to work out with professional athletes that's in town that was training with my company, just on speed and agility, sports-specific training, ranging from football to baseball, soccer, lacrosse.
Wow. The mentoring, probably a bigger part of the program, though, right? I like the way that you incentivize.
Mentoring is the great part of the program where if the kids don't come to the academic session of it, they can't go to the athletic part of it. We also bring in doctor, lawyer, judges to let the kids understand that there's more to it than sports in this world. Just giving them different professionals to understand that, hey, you could be successful without sports.
Well, you know what they say, if you got stinking thinking, you need a checkup from the neck up, and usually that's what gets started. And it's good that there's mentoring programs out there for kids, because if they don't have a good role model or a mentor to follow, then what do they follow, you know?
Yes, and a lot of our kids also come from single-family homes, so, you know, they don't have a father figure in their home, and that's a tough task itself within the family.
Yeah, a lot of people speak of that, and you would think that our politicians would take heed and get going. You know, you've been recognized in many training publications, the NFL Insider Magazine, Sun Sentinel, Palm Beach Post, and City Pulse Magazine, so you're a celebrity in your own right there.
Just trying to, you know, give back to my community, but also very blessed that God has provided me with the opportunity to play sports and to fulfill my dream of going to college and getting an education.
Well, what was it like growing up here in, when did you go to high school there when you were on the
road? Well, my task, I grew up in Delray Beach all of my life from elementary school, but I attended this elementary school in Boca. Then I attended the elementary school, middle school in Boca as well, and then attended high school in Boca. So I never had the privilege to actually attend a grade school, middle school, or high school
right.
of any kind in the city of Delray Beach where I was born and raised. So it was kind of different for me where I had to be bused outside of my community
right.
every day to attend school. So itself was a task.
Right. Who were your mentors back then?
Just my parents, to be honest with you. They always stayed on me. My older brother and my older sister stayed on me, just focusing on education. They both did athletics as well. So just mentoring me, as in, important as you are and how gifted you are and how blessed you are from the athletic side of it, you can't go far without the academics.
Mm, absolutely. Do you have any success stories that you want to share with us?
Not really. You know, just my success story, just helping kids, you know. Seeing that we turn around kids that have went through the battles of losing parents right in front of them to kids that get that was shot on its way of taking the ACT test the next day, and still have an opportunity to graduate, you know, and seeing kids that been through a lot with their parents dying in front of them and still going out to college. So just seeing these kids grow as young men and young ladies and seeing that with the struggle that they're going through, that they still could be successful.
Right. Do you have any pro athletes other than yourself working with XPE Sports?
We have Eric Berry from Kansas City Chiefs. Brandon Flower does a little bit with us. Anquan Bowden does some things talking with the kids. You have Matt Elam. You have...
they must love that, right?
Marcus Gilchrist. So, yeah, we have the Pouncey Twins that still come down and work with the kids as well. So we have a ton of guys that always come back and give back, not only to their high school, but to the community of Delray Beach and Palm Beach County as well.
Right. Did you grow up with any adversity in the civil rights? I mean, the civil rights movement, I know it was passed in 64, and only old guys like us remember all that stuff. But did you have any experiences in your life here in this community with racial tensions?
Well, I think when I grew up, race was going to always be a thing that you can always have racist tensions, just different ways of how it is about now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Unfortunately.
But, you know, I grew up and went to school in Boca, so there was always things where you're going to get looked at a little different, you know. And if things get missing, you may get the finger pointed at you before the investigation even starts. So there's always racial tension, just how you handle it and how you conduct yourself.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's been a lot of smart minds and a lot of brilliant people that have tried to cure that problem, and for some reason, I just don't get it myself. You know, we're, like I told Al Jaquette earlier on the show, we're just people living here on the planet, for crying out loud, you know. If we can't live together, well, we're going to live alone, and it's not going to be the right way.
Correct. I agree with you 100%.
So tell me about some of the kids in your program. You got any superstars coming up?
We have 30 kids that signed National Letter of Intent scholarships this year to further on their education. We have a kid that went to Syracuse last year that's doing great, that has a 3.0, that had a tough time, a tough struggle. And just to see him with a 3.0 in college his first year as a freshman and also playing tremendous football and great football at the University of Syracuse is a great success story itself. So, We have kids that range from everywhere. You know, we have kids that don't even play athletics and that's going to school and throwing their dream of becoming a doctor or a lawyer. We have one kid that's going into the medical field here. So just to see him.
Right. Well, get him hooked up.
Right there would be great.
Right. Get him hooked up with the local paramedics. I know a guy that's going through that right now. He's going to med school, and he volunteers for the paramedics on the weekend. He says, I guess if I can do that, I can do anything. So
yes.
It's all about mentoring and the good people that you can get around you in your life. So, TJ, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I want to give people the website there. It's xpesports.com. X-ray Peter Echo, I think, is xpesports.com. Their phone number is 561-496-2268. TJ, thanks a lot for coming on the show, and we will have you back again, absolutely for sure. When we return, we'll share some real stories from real Reach clients. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week may be the home you're looking for. So stay with us, because chewing bubblegum that lost its flavor on the bedpost overnight should have been swallowed in spite of your mother's good advice.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and it's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Now, this property is at 78 Waterford D in Delray Beach. We rarely give the address out, but 78 Waterford D in Delray Beach. This is a beautiful one-story attached home. It has one bedroom, one and a half bath. It's been freshly painted. The kitchen is tiled, and there are ceramic floors in the kitchen, the living room, the dining and bedroom. Even the enclosed patio has ceramic tile. I think they're ceramic tile freaks, but hey, that's a good way to live. Plus, there's room for a washer and dryer, so you don't have to share the community washer and dryer. It's located in a 55-plus community with a lot of amenities like billiards and clubhouse and community rooms and courtesy buses, exercise room, library, pool, shuffleboard, tennis, and lots of crafty workshops, I'm sure. And get this, the price for this, $36,900. That is what we call a retirement special. Again, it's located at 78 Waterford D in Delray Beach. It's a one-story attached home with one bedroom and one and a half baths, one for you and half a guest. It's been freshly painted. The kitchen is tiled. The floors are ceramic tiled in every room of the house, even out on the patio. And the best part about it is $36,900. You can make this house your home by calling Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's our Spotlight Home for this week, brought to you again by Pat Tracy and Associates. We appreciate her sponsoring these homes. Hey, $36,000, that's pretty dang cheap to get into that. Now let's hear from some real REACH clients sharing their own personal stories about their experience with REACH. Steve, what do you got this week? Steve?
Here I am.
There you go.
I have a letter that a client wrote to Pat Tracy. It says, "Dear Pat, I'm taking a moment to write you this letter to thank you for your help. Your help means a lot to me and my family. I hope you and my family keep in touch always and continue to do business together. Thank you very much. I hope in the future that you will help me with my mortgage, as I believe you always have had my best interest in hand. May God keep you in my life, because I will continue to do business with you. You are the best ever." Signed, Ernestine, and I will leave her last name out. Also, a letter from Francisca, and she says, "I'm writing to you because I'd like to tell you that my loan modification is going through. I was going through a really bad time with my mortgage payments and decided to call a lawyer. That lawyer had taken care of a previous case of mine. Turned out that for the first 6 months, he didn't make any effort at all toward my case, and he wouldn't even respond to my phone calls or emails. I was at the front of a clothing store when I was finally able to reach him over the phone, and we had a small discussion that did not turn out well and didn't solve anything, since he was full of excuses, to say the least. Well, to make a long story short, she called REACH and was helped out considerably. She says that her REACH counselor was very friendly, professional, informative, and solved the case in a very timely manner for Francisca and her daughter. They now have a home. that was not foreclosed. And she says, I will never forget everything that you have done for me and my family. Thank you, and God bless you always, Francisca. Now, you really can't beat the words of an average person. We sit here and we tell you about what REACH can do, but these are people that have actually had their problems solved. In fact, there's a stack of these here, but I think we're running out of time.
You know, you can't beat with all the foreclosure activity that's been going on since 2008 and 9. It's amazing that the American public, as residual as they are, have been able to withstand the loads of legal, for lack of a better word, crap that just comes down upon you, and you're overwhelmed and you don't know what to do about it, and who do you call?
REACH.
Yeah, you call REACH, exactly. Most people would call an attorney, but that's because they don't know any better, right?
And we heard in the news that there were people out there scamming people and taking their money and disappearing.
Exactly. So I think the REACH people aren't in that category,
but
that's the way it rolls there. Thanks a lot, Steve. We appreciate that. When we return, more important news about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop. The March class is filling up, so stay with us. We're having more fun until our daddy takes our T-Bird away. That's what they do when you start doing that. Ding!
Ain't got no home, I know made wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know play to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your housing heavy, reminding you about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop. You know, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this March 23rd. And I know we're a little bit ahead of time there. March 23rd is a few weeks away, but January and February's workshop were filled. And we had to move many applicants to the March workshop, so you might want to call early and secure your place. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. A first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So there's no excuse not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop on Sunday, March 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. Call the good folks at REACH today at 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. REACH out. And just as a reminder, all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Okay, joining us on the phone right now is the executive director of REACH with a first-time homebuyer class update. Pat Tracy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Alan. I did want to say that we are having a class tomorrow, 1 to 7. We do have some room in that class, and we would certainly love, I know Lloyd, who's listening, is going to be attending. And we'd certainly love to have anybody out there that can make it tomorrow. It's 1 to 7. It's after church and before evening church. And you can just come and learn all about housing. It's your very first step toward getting your home. So we'd love to still have people come out for tomorrow for the class. That address, of course, is the 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, 33410.
No, that's great. And that's is that the same $35 class?
Yes, same $35 class, and we'd just love to have anyone come out. Same, still food, still refreshments, and still a lot of good education and a lot of good guest speakers.
Oh, so you're telling me that these classes are filling up so much that we have to have a couple extra during the month?
Yes, yes, we do.
Isn't that great? You see, the homeowner drive is alive and well in South Florida. Pat, we appreciate that information. So what else you got? Who are you hanging out with today?
Well, I've got a little bit. You said the homeowner drive is alive and well, and I think that's interesting. And I listen, of course, I've been listening to the show as it goes along, and we do know sales are up. We know prices are up 17% from last year. We know that there's an inventory shortage in the low to moderate homes. And in that particular group, there's been a 23% drop in sales just because people can't afford what's going on. Prices have started to go up, that 17%. Salaries have not gone up. And so that's why we like to take that particular group of people and try, with all people, but especially this group of people, and try to help them get into homes because it does stabilize the community.
Well, also, we have some assistance programs to help them get into those homes, right?
That is correct. And cash made up 53.8% of all the purchases in February and 49% of all the purchases in January. So that tells you it's an investor market. So you need some good people to guide you, stay with you, and help you get into the home because the competition's great right there.
Right, we're not going to see flippers come back into the marketplace, are we? Or is that pretty much gone?
Well, as the prices go up, the flippers drop, but it's still there. We're still below the we're about 2005 prices right now. So we're still there where we do have some flippers coming in. So you need that help and guidance and someone to just listen to you and really be on your side to find that home right away.
And that's what the good folks at Reach do there. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call them at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Pat, any closing words?
Oh, yes. I'm going to be in Los Angeles next week, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be meeting with national leaders on foreclosure counseling, which is going into round 8, and also housing counseling of the future. Lots of people out of Washington going to be there. It is funded by NeighborWorks, and I'm going as a Home for USA representative, so I'll see Simone and Marcia and give them your regards.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it should be a very exciting week, and I know our staff, Kanisha, Alkana, and Wanda will be on next week with you.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. Well, that's all the time left to us, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. And, of course, if you would like to visit the show website, it's reachradioshow.com. That's where we store all of our archive shows. So remember, call Reach toll-free at 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday live from 1 to 2. Be sure and tell your friends about our show. And remember this, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no hope, or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.